here's the piece I would like to invite you to take in cognitively before we tap. Stop looking for what's wrong. Stop looking for what's wrong. And put your focus on everything that's right, and you will smooth out the chaos.
Then you leave the newspapers and the television news off and a whole bunch of things because they're not telling you anything right.
Well, they actually are starting to. They are showing more that's right. It depends on what you're reading. But here's the old framework that we're always looking for what's wrong. And that's when you're going to get more wrongness, more chaos. So really, this is the human experience. Things just are what they are. And expansion and evolution is always a little bit chaotic. So can everybody think of something?
What does it usually say about what is it in here that's right that I'm not seeing?
What's right about this? It's an access statement. What's right about this that I'm not getting? And I've mantra'd that for so many years that my default mode is no matter what presents for me, I'm going to receive a gift from it. I don't know. I'm going to receive a gift from it. Oh, what is right about this that I am not getting? Okay. And that's all the people who do the modality access. So you're piggybacking on that energy when you say it. But I've mantra'd that for, 10 years now. What's right about this that I'm not getting?
Ellen, there's a two-step thing you talk about. You said, what is the gift in this? Right. And then there's a second one.
Well, mine is, again, you don't create everything. But your belief system is creating your perception of your experience on Earth. You with me? And so if you create a belief system that it's happening for me, not to me, you're going to have a very different experience. So I'll give you an example of what you shared with us. So if somebody is making you crazy, misbehaving, whether it's family, employee, or child, or spouse, or friend, or coworker, doesn't matter. If somebody's misbehaving and it's happening, if you come from the paradigm it's happening for me, not to me, then you come from the power of I have an opportunity to figure out what's the problem and what's the solution. But if you come from the place of it's happening to me, you go defensive, reactive, and you add to the chaos. Period. Does that help you see it a little better?
No, it's really great. Actually, when we talked a couple weeks ago, you said the first access statement, it's kind of like a mid-level statement. It's like, I think that was what is the gift of this. But that just shows you, like, what are you supposed to learn out of?
Now, what's right about this that I'm not getting?
And then there's a second one. Is that what it is? What's right about this that I'm not getting?
Well, that's the access statement. Whatever else I told you is probably something I use.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
I was going to ask, is there a way that you can change your natural tendency to see the glass half empty, change it to seeing the glass half full, because it's an automatic response sometimes?
Yes, and it's not, it is an automatic response for all of Earth, for all humans, and we're taught it, and it's in our DNA coding, and vibrationally speaking, this is what evolution is about. So the contribution you make, let me back up so I can give your mind a way to grasp this. So every healer that came before me, especially women, they made it, it's so much easier for me. You know, how cool is this? But 25 years ago, this wouldn't have happened. 50 years ago, 100 years ago. But the people who struggled through believing in their gifts then, even when they had to be in hiding and honoring the gift of healing work, and contribution through energy work, they made it easier for me. So all of us, taking the time to tap, or any other modality, it doesn't have to be tapping, but any modality you're doing where you're getting choice, like, yeah, I want to be bitchy or negative or grumpy or in fear, but you're going to choose the courage or the compassion, or you're going to fake it, celebrating somebody else's success, glass half full, when you don't feel like it. That choice is what paves the path for you to have a better life and the people behind you to have a better life. Does that give you a better picture?
So it's a choice.
Yeah, but here's where, and I'll argue with other teachers on this, Before tapping, I didn't have a lot of choice. I was angry. I was reactive. Tapping created enough space in me so that I could start making a better choice. But before tapping, yeah, not so much. You know, intellectually I could get it, but the rest of the bodies weren't playing nice. You know, the emotional body, rawr! So that's why I love tapping. That's why I love sharing it.